Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from Chase Center, on your home for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
All righty, good afternoon. Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson with you from Chase Center in San Francisco. We're broadcasting today from the Warriors facility.
Yeah.
And we've already had a slew of guests come through, Sean Livingston. I want to thank him for coming through. Kenny Atkinson, assistant coach. Mike Dunleavy, vice president of basketball operations, who's got not much of a future in coaching.
I shouldn't have. I kind of started that. I kind of thought I put kind of the not under the bus, but that was good.
He knew I was right.
Yeah. No, he says he thought about. I looked at that. I took that answer as coaching might be in his future. He did not rule it out. Tall too.
6'9".
Damn.
All of it, as they say. All of it.
Man.
Bob Myers is coming up in 15 minutes, and then we'll go to talking to some players. But Darrell the Guru and I right here at Chase Center talking about the Golden State Warriors, and he was talking about Jordan Poole, Mike Dunleavy was, and it's not easy to do what Jordan Poole's doing. Coming off the bench. Yep.
He's their microwave, Steiny.
But this is the part of Steph Curry that is part of his greatness and also kind of part of the challenge is, on the one hand, he makes it easier for his teammates because he's so great.
Okay.
And he's got this gravity. On the other hand, he's very difficult to play with because you gotta know where he is.
You gotta be really smart.
Mm. You've gotta stay out of his areas.
Oubre didn't know how to do it, right? No shade of Kelly.
Well, Oubre doesn't know how to play. He's probably a pretty good one-on-one player, but I'm just saying when you play with Steph Curry, it's so much about spacing. And half the job sometimes is just not getting in his way. And the other thing that's important is when Curry's got the ball on one side of the floor and you've got guys on the other side of the floor, they can't just be standing there. They have to be moving so that the weak side defense is moving as Curry makes his move or whatever. But, listen, I'm not saying it's hard, but it's hard. It's hard. And here's the other thing. And JP. I don't know how long it took Jordan Poole, but when you're a young player, how long does it take to play with Steph Curry without being in awe of him?
No, man. I'm with you. I don't know, but I get that's part of it. And when we were notified, all of us, that he was going to Santa Cruz, Jordan Poole, Steiny, I didn't think he was coming back. And I didn't rule it out, but I didn't think he was coming back in the way that he came back. And Fitz and Kalina pointed this out a couple games ago. I don't know if you've noticed now, but now I feel like Jordan is taking away from Steph's game, taking things away. When Curry's not out there, Jordan has figured out, I can pass the ball, go set my feet right behind the line, and the ball's coming back. And he's starting to do that, Steiny, and it's starting to get lethal, man. I'm telling you, he's figuring it out.
Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson with you. And the other thing about Jordan Poole, and I was thinking about this, is you look at his personality, and let's say
how would you describe it before?
Who?
JP.
He's
soft-spoken, huh? No. I know Bonte and I talked to him on draft day.
I don't think so.
Out at the old facility. He was cool, but I'm talking about with the media. Well, the other night he was Machiavelli, Tupac, what he said. Y'all stopped the slander.
Yeah, I think he's cocky. I mean, he's not.
Now his game is that way.
Well, he's pretty cocky.
Yeah.
You know, he's not dissimilar from Curry in terms of that.
I mean, he's got cocky.
He's absolutely got some. Okay. I was a little bit distracted because I was getting a text.
Okay.
But I'll tell you now why.
Right.
But also, I'm going to bring up yesterday.
Okay.
I was fighting through it yesterday, and this is one of the things that, you know, it makes. It's what superstars are about, really.
I forgot my
reading glasses during yesterday's show. 4 hours without reading glasses, and you know what? Seamless.
Wow, I wouldn't have never known.
Yeah.
Who was the young lady on Scooby Doo when she didn't have her glasses? She couldn't just see anything.
Oh, that's a good one.
I forget
Velma.
Her name. Look at my glasses.
Who is
don't
it?
He do?
Velma. Jinkies. Come on, guys.
God, RC, everybody
I'm thinking of Thelma.
That's good times.
Yeah, I
Thelma,
like Thelma.
Thelma. Yeah.
By the way, we've got... here are the facts. The facts.
I don't know all the facts.
Dan Dibley did 4 hours on the treadmill for a show.
What?
He
in
has...
In the Bay Area? Come on, man. Where was I at?
You were selling vacuums.
The Kirby style.
Oh, Kirby's. Yeah. He said something about too even keeled. Now, he might mean that for me, but he said 4 hours on the treadmill.
Even keeled might be to Jordan Poole's personality.
No, I wonder if he's saying this show's too even keeled and we need more enthusiasm.
No, he would. He's Machiavelli.
He's not afraid. I don't know what that means.
Tupac. He'll say something more to where we know what he's trying to say.
Oh, he'll hurt your feelings.
No doubt.
He'll lead us astray.
In case we get Curry, you know, I had to get some.
What do you
golf,
mean? In case
golf knowledge. I went to DM, so I'm loaded. I'm ready. You know, Masters talk. Since your swing is
he'll
so off,
here.
I didn't feel like asking. You know, I didn't need anything cluttered, so I said, "Dibs, talk to me." So we.
By the way, my guy came. He contacted me from Stonebray. What are you doing?
I think I got contacted from the same guy.
Well, I'm not going to the same guy as you.
He said, "Guru, I haven't forgot about you. It's coming up.
This is going to be a problem."
Yeah, Justin. Justin
Archuleta?
Yeah, Archuleta Golf. He says, what's up, Guru? I do exist. Would love to get you guys from 95.7 to TPC Stonebridge. So I'll be with you.
No, you won't.
We can carpool, baby.
You know, Dibley's listening, and right now he's probably...
Oh, no.
Oh, he... Okay,
oh, Lord.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, we're doing a show for three people. Dibley said... Dunleavy, even keeled.
Gotcha.
But
he didn't rule out coaching. What a great question by me.
Why would you root against? I tell you my B.J. Armstrong story. Right?
No. I love B.J. Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I can tell you which.
We're all in.
No, when he was a Golden State Warrior, and, you know, he had been on the Bulls, won three titles, and then he was left unprotected in the expansion draft Toronto Raptors came in. So the Toronto Raptors took B.J. Armstrong, and then the Warriors made a trade for him. So when he came to the Warriors, the idea was we're bringing a championship pedigree player, teach the young guys the ropes, et cetera, et cetera. And he was kind of that guy. I mean, he was a pro, B.J. Armstrong. And we talked about what he wanted to do after his career. And he said, I want to do it all. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I want to see it from the agent side.
Which
I want to
be
a coach. He did it all. I want to be a coach. I want to be in a front office. I want to be, an agent and want to be in the media. I want to do media, which he did. So.
You know who that sounds like? And I was going to ask you, who did he represent? His first client, BJ. Why don't I
Well, he had.
Why is the one sticking
it's
out?
It's a warrior.
Yeah,
I don't know why I can't remember
there
this.
There you go. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah,
forget
me.
The name. Damn it, Evan.
This is going to bother me.
He was.
This is really going to bother me.
It was.
Because it was a guy who had action and there was stuff going on.
Spadoni, the game theme music.
I don't think it was Monte Ellis.
No.
I think that Monte might have had.
It was Bus after
Cook.
Monte. It was after
it
Monte.
Was. It was in this. It was in this. It was in this.
And there was some negotiation that was going on. I'm trying. Oh,
yeah.
It'll come to me. But you know who that sounds like?
Draymond.
No, it wasn't Draymond. Nah.
Yes, it was Draymond. Good call.
Oh no, RC.
It was Draymond because Draymond then fired him, right? Went to Clutch. I'm pretty
is that
sure.
It?
I think I'm right. I think we're right.
I think RC gave us the.
I can't read this.
Oh, you just talked about your, well, you put them on. But the reason I'm bringing this up is Isaiah Thomas, the great Detroit Piston,
yeah.
Talked about how he wanted to do everything in the game that was so good to him, coaching, GM, commentating what he's doing now. So, wow.
If you could have any envy, well, you're going to want to be a player.
How did you know?
Because you want it, because to you, it's not really about playing. It's about the club after the game.
No, I can.
And you know you'll have action at the club
that.
As
no,
a player, as opposed to a coach or a front office.
I'm being real honest. It would be going to the barber or having them come to your home, getting the best haircut, going out there and dropping 40 with 19,000 screaming your name like Curry and Clay do, or the greats. Please,
yeah,
it's a player.
It's a magical feeling. It's a magical feeling,
oh,
no doubt about it.
Gotcha.
Exactly same dynamic when you're playing at Mazer Center in front of 2,500. Mazer Center. Get to know it.
2,500? That's a nice little crowd.
More like three. You know, that's where the Sixers trained back in the day. All right, Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're waiting on the president of basketball operations and the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers. By the way, here's another guy who's going to walk in here, and you're going to have body envy.
It's all of them.
Let me tell you something about this coaching staff in front office.
Dude.
They can exercise.
And
I'll tell you
this,
what, they can exercise.
You're pretty good size. But a tall person hates nothing more than when looking up at another tall person, a taller person. And that's what you do when you're around these athletes. And it's like, dang.
I got to tell you, I'm still.
Uh-oh.
Who put Fat Boy on the thread?
He took the picture I thought was of me because he texted me. So I talked about myself. If it were you, I would never put it out there that publicly. I said, boy, look, it's done. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? And I was talking about myself. I'm in the lab now after today's show, no, Monday. Well, we go into the bar after, right?
Yeah, we got a party today.
Yeah, right.
A company party today, and then just a payday Friday.
We'll get
tomorrow.
After start Monday. Push-ups
yeah,
during the break.
Yeah. You know what? Come to think of it, man.
Fitness at the game.
Push it back till April. No, it's already March 30th. Is it? Well, it's time for a vacation.
You know what I missed? My boy was doing Ramadan. I missed that. I'd have been a perfect person to do it, Stani.
I told you, my daughter's doing it.
How's that going?
Ramadan. I don't. What do you do with that? Okay.
I think I'm proud.
Just encourage
and
support
because she knows what it's about. I'm sure she's probably got some friends.
I think that's what it's about is showing support for some friends. But you know the other day I'm up in bed and it's like 4 a.m. I hear these pots and pans rattle and I'm like, who's the guy in the kitchen?
I would have thought it's a rat.
It's Mary Page.
Oh my goodness,
she had to eat before sunrise.
Man,
kids today, man. They're very empathetic, maybe more so than we think. Anyway, I think it goes like all month or something.
I wouldn't know, but I could.
Isn't this why Kyrie sometimes gets?
No, you're
they
right.
Say you know he loses strength,
no doubt,
or something like that. Anyway, he's only got 5 more games because they ain't going anywhere.
I'm done betting, especially with what you did for me.
Yeah,
give me the $100 game. Well, the $80 because I owe you 20 back.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable gesture by me, no doubt about it.
You are a part of Dub Nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He bought his way in. I love it.
I mean,
I told JD that. He bought his way in.
No, I mean, the Golden State Warriors, you remember that? You probably don't remember Saturday Night Live with
Eddie Murphy?
No, the Garrett Morris.
Oh, I know exactly. He was in
where he goes, baseball been betty, betty good to me?
That's pretty good.
Well, the Warriors have been betty, betty good to me.
Garrett Morris was also in here we go. Who we got?
I don't know. Somebody's walking in.
Yeah.
Somebody in better shape than me.
My God, another guy just
done working out.
My guy, what's up,
Bob? How are you, man?
Myers in the house.
All right,
yeah.
Bob Myers joining us. It is the Executive Show, brought to you by Yellow Sack. Try a dumpster bag for easy waste removal, less mess, reduce stress, budget friendly, clean freely. Call 833-3-YELLOW or go to yellowsack.com. What's up, Bob? How you doing?
What'd you do to Dunleavy? What'd you say to this guy?
I messed it up.
Well, he said Steinmetz. He didn't say anything about
it. I asked him, had he thought about coaching? Because he was in the basketball operations side. And then Steinmetz goes, he wouldn't coach.
Yeah, it's not you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's Steinmetz.
I asked about, first of all, with the chaos in your front office, I just needed to ask about his future. If he's interested in being a GM, he said, yeah. But then the coaching thing came up and I just said, I don't see it.
Yeah,
I don't see you as a coach, Mike. And he goes, why? And I said,
Of course, he got silent. Yeah, you never get silent.
Steinmetz usually has thought behind.
But
his
I'm right.
Comments.
Yeah. We enjoyed it. Too even keeled. Yeah. He's done with the grind of that kind of travel.
Yeah.
Seriously, the thing about Dunleavy is like he's one of these guys, and you got three of them on your team with Curry, Clay, and Wiggins. When they came into the league, they were pros, essentially.
Yeah.
Dunleavy went to Duke, his dad, they knew how to be pros from the get-go.
Yeah. And I got another, Larry Harris' dad was Del Harris.
Yeah.
He is Del Harris. So I got Dunleavy's dad was a coach. You got Larry Harris's, Del Harris, the coach. So I got these guys
talking about
when they're talking about coaching, they grew up in that whole deal.
That's true.
I mean, Dunleavy's been in the NBA just like Steph and Clay and Larry Harris their whole life. And they woke up and they were in the NBA. Wow. Their dads were playing. It was new to me when I started in the NBA. So
why? How did you get into the agent business? Was your dad in the basketball business?
No. Okay. Nothing. I played at UCLA.
Yep.
And then Herrick knew Arn Tellem, who represented Reggie Miller. And the O'Bannons and some other guys. And then I wanted to stay in basketball. Somehow I couldn't play anymore. And I didn't think I wanted to coach. So I started on the agent side. And one of the first people I met that day when I walked in there was Kobe. And he was sitting there. He had a Joe Montana.
The Mamba.
Yeah, he was just finished the series where he airballed those shots against Utah.
Okay.
So well, he was sitting there and he had his remember the retro jersey era?
Yeah,
when everybody
was
wearing those. So he had on a Joe Montana one. So I say, hey, and he wasn't as big of a name then as he became, but he was getting there. People knew who Kobe was. And I asked him, I said, hey, nice to meet you. And I could tell you where he was sitting. There was a small waiting room. He's just hanging out because he'd hang out in the office a lot. And I said, so blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'm going to win 10 championships and I'm moving to Italy. I'm going to finish over there. And he said it as if it was just fact.
Right.
You know, and you couldn't push back on Kobe because he just, when he said something, it was like the sky's blue. You know, and I was like, you're not going to, what do you mean 10 championships?
Yeah.
But he just, he had that force of nature and belief that everybody then got to see as he kept playing. So
let me ask you this, Bob, because I was telling Steiny yesterday, I always act like I know what it's like to be a player. I'm like, they're getting ready, they're focused, they know what the seeding implications are. It's go time. How does your day-to-day change? Does it change as your team gets ready to embark on the playoffs?
I heard you guys. He's more right than you, Steiny is.
That hurt
these guys,
me,
I heard. No,
you. I know you think you know.
I know you think you know, Guru, but you don't.
Man.
You don't know.
Come on.
He covered these guys.
Right.
He sat around. He was in the locker room. I'm sorry. I can't.
That's
like
hurt.
To take
That's
your,
hurt.
I know it hurts you because you think you know these guys.
Wait till Dante comes in.
Yeah,
and
wait.
Say, what's your record?
He won't know.
No. Oh my goodness!
He might. You know what? He might know.
He might know.
But if you ask 15 guys,
yeah.
I think that six would get it.
All right.
So he's more.
What about the chef? I imagine the chef.
No, he's not going to.
Oh my!
He's going to say we're right there. We're
exactly.
Yeah.
He's going to say we're right there.
Stop
he said something
it.
The other day. What do we got? Five games left.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
Oh,
you got to know about at least NBA players, and I don't think football is the same way because those guys are play 17 games or whatever. Yeah, baseball and basketball, there's so many games. These guys think about the day they woke up, like what's going on today? What's going on tomorrow? So if you even ask a player about free agency or the next year and they give you some answer, I can tell you they really don't think about it, which is crazy to you. I'm telling you, like when I represented NBA players, It could be June 25th, free agency's June 30th. Right. And you're a well-regarded player. I'd say, Goo, are you thinking about where you want to go? And you go, I'll figure it out. And you really, wow. You go, we'll see who wants to pay me. It's just different, man.
How about this? You'll agree with this. These guys are saying, that's how we're going. This is after the Pelicans game. Okay, we're doing the show on Thursday. Good thing they won. And I'm like, why? I'm like, why? And they're like, well, yeah, they'll be in a better mood. And I don't want to be in a bad mood after. I'm like, they're not.
This was actually sad.
They're not going to be in a bad mood because they lost to the Pelicans. That's just not the way, you know.
You can win a game.
Like, you can't do that. You can't. Really.
After that Minnesota game, Bob, I think I might have been a little.
You would have a hard time. You could play football. You can act that way in football.
Okay.
You can do that. You can be that emotional. You watch an NFL press conference.
Oh, boy.
In NBA, is too many games. You can't. They play.
That's what
again.
I'm learning.
It's just
man.
Too many games. You can't carry that
roller coaster.
When Draymond made that play against Minnesota, we turned it over. He was upset after the game. He often these guys just move on, but he hates making those mistakes and costing. He loves to win so much. So he was pretty down about that. More down than I've seen him after most losses, because I think he realized the magnitude of that and he felt like he was part of the loss. But then the next day, he's okay.
Right.
You know, it's fine.
Where'd your relationship with him emerge? Because, I mean, look, he was out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You walked down there, and it was almost like you snapped your fingers, and he changed.
You were sitting in my seats. I saw you.
Yeah. Those are your seats. Down. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me have your seats that game.
Yeah.
Sometimes Guru lets me sit in his seats. So I was in Guru's seats.
I'm imagining Guru gone down.
Yeah, Guru.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. Draymond. What if Guru had been there? I'd say, watch this. I'm going to talk to Drake. Guru, I'd say, can I come with you? Can I go talk to him?
That's too funny.
No, you know what? Just like you guys, you work with somebody. Over a long time, you go through things with him. And Draymond is, more than most players I've worked with, he is actually, if you try, he'll let you into his life a little bit.
Mm.
A lot of guys don't do that. So, and he's got a lot going on in there. And he's very smart, and he's very sharp, and he loves the NBA. And so over the time we draft, he was my first draft ever as a GM. He was obviously not the first. It was Harrison, then Zeeley, then Draymond. And, you know, I bet you would have a relationship with two, or you could. But you gotta be willing to deal with some stuff.
Right.
You want a relationship with him. There's times where you don't want to. But I think he's worth the effort. And what you don't know about that game was in the first quarter when we were not playing well.
Yeah.
He's yelling at me. We have no focus. Yelling at me.
Oh, see, we didn't.
So
see
you
that.
Didn't see that stuff, right?
Oh, wow.
So my wife's like, "What's he doing?" And I said, "He's just, I don't know. He says we have no focus." And then I'm sitting there
but
going,
it's
"Like,
true though, right?
What do you want me to do?" Like, I go, "Just play." I'm kind of mouthing. I go, "Just keep playing, man. Just keep playing." But he's not wrong. Our team had no focus. But it's like he's looking for an ally, and I guess he views me as that, which is a compliment. And so he began that dialogue in the first quarter.
Mm.
And then because he did that, and then I just saw him. You guys saw what I saw. He was,
it was incredible.
In a different place.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I don't do that. Sometimes I'll go down and talk to Iguodala when he's not playing and say, like, what are we doing? Because he's in the huddles. But I don't do that. And by the way, had I known it would have been picked up, I didn't think it would be seen.
Right.
But then it was.
Now, but you
so
could.
I mean, just.
He, like, it. There's a chance it might not have gone well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But you know what, though? I don't. Draymond is, you can talk to him. I know that may seem hard for people that are listening to understand. They probably think you can't reason with this guy. He's not in a place to hear anything. I don't think that's true. The times where I've called him and we've disagreed on whatever it is, he'll hear my side. You know, when we suspended him, he didn't like that. But he'll hear my side of it, and then he'll give me his side. But I'll tell you what, he smells fear. You cannot approach him with fear or intimidation.
Ooh. The Pelicans, they bow down.
Well, I'm just telling you, you can't do that with him. So if he sees that you're not afraid, and the truth is, most people are afraid of him.
Yeah.
That's wow.
It is the truth. Like, most people are afraid of him. And if he sees that, he loses respect. So you can't be afraid. And maybe I'm not saying I'm anything special, but I've known him a long time and been through some stuff. And it doesn't work like that with us. So
we don't have that experience with Draymond, but just hearing you talk, and I know you don't know every roster in the league, but he's got to be the missing ingredient to so many teams, Bob, trying to win it. I mean, the Milwaukees and the Bostons, like how many teams are void of a guy like Draymond? I mean, that's incredible. And we get on not criticizing him. I wouldn't have talked to my teammate that way. But I know what he brings. But just hearing you talk about that, I'm like, dude, if you were ever to go somewhere, there would be a contenders. The line would be around the corner.
Look, I think people listening and maybe you two know how hard it is to win in professional sports. It is really, really hard. He has figured out how to win at everything all the time. And he's elite at that. Elite at winning. Now, to be the force that he is, which you saw the other night, to carry that kind of energy, there's a power to that. Sometimes he abuses that. Right?
Right.
And I think he would say that. And he has this year. You know, he would admit it. You have to live with that. See, I was talking to Stanford Law School the other day, and they said, what's Draymond like? I said, since we're all here in person, I said, this is Draymond. And I got a water bottle at the edge of the table. I said, he lives right here. This is where Draymond lives. And then you just touch it, you know?
Yeah.
You know? That's where he lives. So most people live here, safely here. You and I are probably here.
Man.
Guru, you might be right here. Steinmetz and I are over here.
Yeah.
But anyways, you risk things. When you want to be that emotional, I'm a little envious. Like, I'm not saying, because you're here. Yeah. You're more that way. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I'm more like this guy. So I don't get the highs and lows. But in my job, it's probably better to be a GM and not. I can't act like that.
Right.
Maybe some GMs do. But anyways, it's... Yeah, it's helped us, man. You can't argue with what he's done to help the team win.
So, if the playoffs started today, who would you play?
We're six, right?
Kings.
You tell me.
Kings.
Thank you, Bob.
I think we're. Yeah. I know that.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got something.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. But you know what though? There's too many. It's a little different this year because there's too many machinations.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow it'll be.
Well,
I don't know what it'll be.
Well,
you know, and then on Sunday or Monday we're 7 or 8 or 6 or 5. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching Minnesota Phoenix last night. I'm like,
Who
are the Warriors going to win this? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
Raymond would probably know.
He does know. He knows the triple tiebreakers.
Yeah, they won it.
Okay, there you go.
You got your wish. That's right, because it's division. Division record is the tiebreaker. All right, Spadoni was right. We got to take a break. We don't. We're going to go right through. All right. We've got Bob Myers. I'm Matt Steinmetz. Darryl the Guru Johnson. We're at Chase Center in San Francisco. Warriors taking on the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night. 5 games left. They're in the 6th spot. They'd play Sacramento. And it's been... How have you... I know we've talked to you. You don't like... It's not fun, you know, for you. But this year, is there at least some enjoyment... With the unknown?
No, not really.
No?
No. I mean, you know, you said when we were great, that we were boring.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't interrupt, but
no.
Like Steve Kerr saying, I'm having mad fun this year.
Like,
why?
Can't say that.
Okay.
I can't say that. I just, you know, a couple reasons why. We haven't you'd like to see your team healthy competing. I think we still haven't seen the full team. I'd like to see a better road record, you know, so would everybody else. Those are frustrating. Those are hard because for me, I used to go on the road more than I do now. As a general manager, watching a game on the road and the fact that we've only won, I think, 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
How many have we won, Ritter? 9? That sucks. That's not fun.
Mm.
It's not. I don't know if you guys watch our road game. It sucks.
Sure.
We won 9 road games. That's not. Especially for coming from a team that has won a lot on the road. It's great for our local fans that have come to this building,
right,
and only seen 8 or 9 losses. That's great. But I have, and the West is not. It's there for someone to grab, and so that's a little frustrating. I think other teams could say the same thing, but right. But I mean, even when we were a team that was expected to win every game, when we had Durant, I bet if you looked at 82 games, and I think I asked somebody at one point whether it was 2016 or 17 or 18, I think of 82 games, we were probably favored in 76, which is just insanity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, betting favored.
Right.
And that's just a different thing, because when you're just supposed to win every single game, that's great, but there's a ho-humness to that. We were sitting at a game at Oracle a few years ago, and an opposing GM who'd been fired was sitting next to me, and it was one of those great rosters. And end of the season, and we won a game, and he was sitting with me, and he said, game was winding down. He said, congratulations. I said, for what? And he goes, you guys won the game. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, because it was that kind of team.
Right.
It was like, oh, yeah, well, sure. Now I'm sitting here going, like, we don't know if we're going to win or lose any game this year. It's a 500, a little bit better. So I wouldn't use that word, but if anybody else is having fun, that's good, I suppose.
Now, you know what we do every day. I got my sword and my shield with this guy, right? So the other day we were talking about the just social media and today's athlete and organizations and slander compared to critique, like what's overboard. And I'm going to be real with you. I've said on our station, I've never seen a metamorphosis like Jordan Poole when he got sent to Santa Cruz and what he did last year. And the ability, I just went down a list of great players, the Kobe's, the Jordans, to be able to get to the free throw line. You helped me out last Friday. I was in your seats. I saw it close up. He's got that skill. And the sky's the limit for him. So I come to the station, and we're talking about fans calling in. Do the veterans get along with Jordan Poole? Maybe Jordan Poole, you know, the word disconnect, we kind of ask you about it. Do you put that under the category of slander? Because I was telling Steiny, how could anybody know if they're not here? And is that too out of bounds to even suggest if you don't have the proof?
So just to be clear, the accusation is that the people are saying there's a disconnect between the veteran, the OGs, and Poole, slash young guys.
Yeah. Poole might be the hot shot, and it's rubbing the...
Well,
and I'm like, well, okay, I'll be on the other side, Bob, before you answer. How do you know?
Nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows. I mean, I would argue that, and if somebody thinks they know, that's just their opinion.
Right.
Right. You could say, oh, they're disconnected. Someone could say, what does that even mean? Who knows that? I guess you'd have to ask those guys.
That,
but Draymond might say some. Steph might say some. Clay's, you know. So I would say that it comes, these things are a long year. It's a long year. You know, there's times where you probably criticized Clay, not unfairly, early on, or Draymond, I know, has had ups and downs. People, your job, you two have to comment every day on our team. So what are you supposed to do? Just say, oh, let's see what happens at the end of the year. We'll see how they are in the playoffs. So fans do the same thing. I mean, that's what fans get to do. It's react to that game. Poole plays great. He's great.
We call it new information.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's day trading in a way. It's like, you know, it's pop the champagne. The stock went up. You know, it's jump off the building when it goes down. I can't do that. So what I watch is... You know, is there something that needs to be done to help a player? Poole's been really good the last how many games?
Yeah.
Was he in a funk? Absolutely. I often look at it like a hitter in baseball, where there's a guy that's a 300 hitter. He may hit 200 for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And people probably rip the guy. He can't hit, you know. Posey was a guy like that. You know, he's done. Now he's back. And so I would say no, not disconnect, I think, is too strong a word. I don't know how you characterize slander. But I will say that I think I heard you guys talking about when slander, if I was going to use that term, it's when it becomes personal. Like, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he's a clown. Or that stuff's not, that's not right.
Right.
You might say he's turnover prone, or he lost the ball. I wish he'd give it up to Curry. Whatever people want to say, okay, that's sports. But when it starts getting into someone that they don't know, or don't see work, I think that the thing we get to see more is who these guys are off the camera.
Right.
So you don't know how hard a guy really works because you just watch the game. Right. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know how much you guys prepare. I just want to listen to you. I turn it on.
Right.
You know, you have a bad day, it might be like, well, no, he really prepared. He just said something he shouldn't have said. So it's the fun part, though, man. People care. I love our fans because they care. I've been called an idiot for not signing a big guys and walking to get a cup of coffee and what's wrong with the team. I'd rather have that than nobody even knows who we are or what we are. So I'm okay with the passion from fans.
Have you detected any, because you guys have won it four times, and I'm going to go back to light years when Joe said light years in the New York Times. Do you sense, like, are other teams envious of what you guys got that you can tell when you deal with other organizations?
I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I think that I'm sure Draymond's got some detractors, but Curry's a hard guy not to like. You know, I mean, if you don't like Steph, I don't know where you're getting that.
I'm talking more
about me, like us.
Yeah, you like, and like Joe, and maybe it's tougher to make deals because nobody wants to do you any favors, or maybe other teams. You know, and at least a few years ago, they're coming to get you.
I'll tell you what. I think last year, what I have heard from my peers is they didn't mind what we did last year. I actually think people are rooting for us a little bit. I don't think they loved the Durant era because they felt like it was gluttony.
Yeah, well,
and nobody likes that. And
I was one of them, Bob.
Yeah, maybe you're one of them. Yeah. But I think that I did sense that maybe our penance was being the worst team in the league. Obviously, nobody likes to see teams get injured and Curry being out and Klay being out that year. I think people didn't, and I'm guessing here, because nobody will tell me we're happy you guys had a crappy record in a couple years ago or lost in the play-in. Yep. I think being the eighth seed and losing in the play-in, I bet people maybe secretly like that. But I think people respect, at least from a peer level, when they see you dethroned and kind of tossed to the bottom of the mountain, and then climb your way back up.
Right.
Nobody really had a problem with that, I think, Matt, as far as we respect what you guys did with Wiggins and signing Payton and Porter and Bielitsa.
Right.
From a GM standpoint, they go, that they respect that.
Yeah.
So I think last year they were good with. Before that, I think people were a little maybe tired of us.
Let me ask you this, Bob. When I think about owners, I think about Joe Lacob when he got booed that night and what you guys have built and where the Warriors are at now. His nickname, Joey Lightyears. And I think about, you know, Jerry Jones, Mark Cuban. What's it like working for Joe Lacob, and what's your relationship like with Lacob?
Well, he is what you think he is. He's in it. You know, maybe you would own it the way he does. And owners get to act however they want. It's their team, and it's different now from when Matt was covering sports or as a beat guy. Owners were not as involved, but teams didn't cost what they cost now. Mm. I mean, a lot of owners worked in their other professions, I think, those years, whereas many now commit everything to their team because it's a multiple billion-dollar enterprise. So their engagement makes sense to act the way that they do. Some do, some don't. I'll tell you what Joe does get celebrated for and should is, I will tell you, he puts the money into winning. And there is zero doubt about that. Most owners, many will not do that. He could say, I just want to make a ton of money and not spend. And he would. He would make a lot of money if he just said, let's have a $200 million payroll instead of 360 or 400 or whatever it is. But he wants to win. So what you see on the sidelines, and for fans,
which I love, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, because he cares.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's a huge positive for everybody that wants the team to win and wants us to spend. And that's how he operates. And that's how some, you know, like a lot of guys operate. Some guys don't. But I think you're going to see more of that. And when I grew up, and I've told Matt, I didn't know who the Warriors GM was when I was a fan. I didn't know who the owner was. I went to a Warriors game. I watched Larry Smith, Jobert Carroll, whoever I could get, you know, Mully, these guys, Sharunas. I didn't know anything about what moves they made, right? Or what their payroll was. I didn't know. Nowadays, fans know. They know the owner's name. They know our payroll. They know who we signed and who we didn't sign. They know when I screwed up. I didn't screw up. So it's a different era where owners, especially in the NBA, people know who they are. They know what they look like. So there's a public persona to this thing that's brand new, and it's a fascinating evolution, and I think it's just going to keep going that way.
Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the president of basketball operations, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. I don't know how I want to ask this question, but I'll ask it the way I'll ask it. Is there any, even though you guys won four titles, is there any part of you that, like, you got to win one without Curry at some point. You know what I mean? Okay.
What do you think this is?
Okay, here's what it is.
Go ahead.
Joe Lacob, all right, mm-hmm. Four titles. I've said on the air, I'll bet you he has a little void, and that'll be like, that's probably what he really wants to do. Maybe not right now.
Sure.
But
win one.
But because the bottom line is that your detractors could say, do without Curry. He walked into Curry.
And look, that is fine for everybody to say that. They can say that, and they could be right. I don't even care. I love Curry. Like, four with Curry is unbelievable. I mean, you ask me personally, right? You're asking me. I can't speak for anybody else. I have no need to go win to prove to me, more importantly to me, not the public, that I can do it without Curry. It is so hard to do with any player. Take any player. Now, I will have no problem saying, why'd you guys win a title? Like, because of Curry. Great. Yeah. I got lucky. Yes. It's because of Curry.
I asked it bad. I should have said, does it bother you
that people
if
credit?
And when people say
no, that's fantastic. Give him all the credit. He should have it. He is the most important person. It's not even close. I mean, it's I think that's if we were at a bar and you go, you won because of Curry, I go, sure. Yeah. I'm lucky. I got lucky that Curry was there. And I guess what I might say to you is, I'm glad I didn't screw it up.
Right.
And if you said, he should have had six, I'd say, okay, well, sorry. You know?
Yeah.
But we, you know, because I would feel worse, Matt, if I was at the bar and somebody said, I can't believe you had Curry for 12 years and he didn't win a championship.
Right.
Because there are great players that don't win a championship or win one.
Yeah.
And then that, if I was that GM, I'd feel like I blew it. I blew this opportunity because that's the hardest guy to find. Is that guy.
Right.
Is that one singular person in a sport where they can touch the ball as much as they want. And we've seen the best ever carry a team. Now they need help. So I would feel worse. And I don't know, is four enough? Should it have been five? I don't know, man. I can't live like that.
You're lucky to get the four.
Yeah.
I could make an argument. You're
lucky.
Everything
fell into place.
Yes,
yeah, come on. 3-1.
What's wrong with saying you're lucky? Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Luck.
I always, I like to go to the extreme to make a point. Right. And I always tell Goo, they didn't even know they were going to win it last year. You think Bob Myers was saying we're a lock to win it?
Yeah.
So anyway, man, thanks for joining us as always.
You.
Really
yeah.
appreciate it.
Who are you guys getting? Who's ready? Are you going to get anybody else?
After practice,
we got a.
Isn't Steinmetz going to get Curry? Isn't he usually friends with Curry?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I got my list from last year. I got my list of questions from last year, man.
Oh, you guys are great.
Right on, Bob.
All righty. That's Bob Myers.
Thanks, guys.
President of Basketball Operations, GM on 95.7 The Game. We're at Chase Center. Golden State Warriors are practicing. They play San Antonio tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru, live from Chase Center, on your home for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. We are at Chase Center. Matt Stein, Matt's Daryl, the Guru Johnson. We got another hour plus of the show, and we've had a lot of guests today. Sean Livingston, Mike Dunleavy Jr., Bob Myers just joined us, Kenny Atkinson. Players are going to start coming in pretty soon as the Warriors play the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow. But we got about 5 or 10 minutes here, Goo, before we take a break.
Yeah.
And the Giants. The Giants.
What we got?
The Giants lost their opener, their season opener to the Yankees, 5-0 in New York. Webb the loser, Garrett Cole the winner. Aaron Judge, he homered.
And let me tell you who's not happy about that.
First at bat.
Let me tell you who's not happy.
Who?
Your guy, my guy.
Who?
Joe Shasky said they should throw at him or he shouldn't see a hittable pitch. And this dude goes yard the first. Like, is that a microcosm of the season?
Well, the season just started.
No, but the fact that the baseball gods didn't allow you to get Judge, you courted the young lady, but you didn't. And then he comes and hits a homer. And you don't score with your anemic offense. This is not good.
Aaron, like, I hate to say it, but the Giants aren't even on Aaron Judge's radar. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll give you that.
If the Giants threw at Aaron Judge, he'd be like, why?
Because you came to San Francisco perpetrating like you were coming.
I was never coming. You guys knew that. It's a game.
All right.
It's a game. You got to play.
Well, wear this. Then he gets hit. Or you brush him back.
Well, they didn't.
He was comfortable. Stein, he went yard.
Of course he did. He had 60 homers last year.
Webb's on my fantasy team.
Well, he struck out 12.
Oh, I had over 5.5 strikeouts, so we're good
there. You go.
And I had under 6.5. I don't like gambling. Look, I don't like talking about it on the air. I'm playing. Yeah.
You have a...
I know. That was my Daryl Guru Johnson on IG. I'm going MatthewStamage.com.
Okay.
Today's pick was under 6.5 for the Yankees and Giants. 1-0, baby.
Too late. I mean, you can't say it afterwards.
I did it this morning.
Did he say it? Said it on the air?
No, I did a video, the ones you like so much, on TikTok.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Judge homered for the Yankees. Gleyber Torres.
Bonte ain't going to be happy. Homered. See, for the people like Bonte, this game went just giant.
It's one game.
It's 100.
This is the thing about baseball. And a wise man taught me this.
Uh-oh.
John Dickinson.
What'd he say?
You treat each series like a game. You don't treat each game like a game. So let's see what happens in New York.
Okay.
It's Thursday. What is it? It's got to be only a three-game series, right? Three or four-game series?
Four-game
series?
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Get at it. Third, thank you.
They're off tomorrow.
You know what, this is where you drive me nuts. You flat out drive me nuts. You hung me out to dry.
I did.
all right, so it's a three game. Hey, maybe you win the next two. You come home 2-1.
How do you start a season
0-1?
And you need tomorrow off.
You just started.
Guru, this is par for the course in baseball. When the Cincinnati Reds used to open the season for the entire league.
The weather.
For the entire league, they played, then they had an off day, then they pick it up.
I'm old school.
That is old school. That is old school.
I understand that, but let's have a game in case the weatherman is wrong, like Steiny was yesterday saying it was going to rain and it was going to be sunny. Come on, people. That's my Rick Barry.
Anyway, so they got two more against the Yankees. All right. And then
two more that they can win, right? You're saying today just one game?
Of course. All right. Of course. But, you know, it's 161 left for the Giants, but 5-0 to the New York Yankees. They lose today at Yankee Stadium. The one thing I was thinking about is just the fact that Giants at New York, interleague game to start the season. I mean, it wasn't. When did interleague start? Because there was a big fight. You know, about whether they wanted to break tradition or not.
And you know why? Because that took away from the World Series. That would be the only other time that you would see American League and National League.
Oh, 97. Yep. So we're at about 25 years of, you know, interleague play.
So it ain't a big deal anymore.
But remember, I want to say that first season, it was just a couple series in the middle of the year, right?
You're totally right.
And now it's they're opening up against an American League team. You ever been to Yankee Stadium?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. And what I was trying to do before you asked me that question, Mr. Pitch Clock, is see how fast that game was. Like, is it going to be that big of a difference on the average, Evan, with, oh, the game was only 2 hours and 20 minutes. Let's go. That's not enough to attract me to like something like the sport of baseball.
Hey, remind me to get together with you before Tuesday.
Okay.
You and I need to have a little meeting.
Oh, wow.
I went ahead and did something. I booked a guest for next week, and you're going to need...
No, I trust you, brother. I trust you.
Yeah, no, the guest is fine. It's you I'm worried about.
Oh, my God. What, like what? Uh-oh.
I'm going to...
Stephen A. Smith.
No, this is a very serious guest. His name is William Crystal.
Okay, William.
And he's a...
Not Bill, that comedian, Billy.
No.
Okay.
This is William Crystal. He's a political pundit, all right?
Yeah.
You've seen him on CNN and all those places, but he's a baseball kind of historian, aficionado, and he always tweets out baseball stuff. How about this? He was the...
Oh, he spells it different, too. K-R-I-S-T-O-L.
He was the chief of staff to the vice president of the United States from 89 to 93.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right,
so
I got you.
You can't be coming in either asking long questions or speaking incorrectly. He's got a million followers on Twitter.
That many?
Yeah.
Man.
So we, you know.
So how'd you book him?
I don't, you know what?
You could start. I'm in trouble.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple last night. He's got a website, and it was.
Now I already like him that he doesn't think he's too big to come on the show. So we're already off to a good start.
So I email him, hey, he got back to me in about an hour, and I was like, wow, I thought this was going to be a weeks long process.
Let's do it.
And he's like, no,
I'll make you look good.
My schedule's pretty light on next week, early next week.
Speaking of which, the game was 2 hours and 33 minutes, the Giant game.
Okay.
But okay, what? To me, that's not enough to, I love the game now.
I think that's perfect.
2 hours and 33 minutes.
I do, actually. And, you know, I know people will probably say, 2:33. What's the difference between 2:33 and 2:51? There's a difference. And I know the answer is 18 minutes.
Okay, I'll tell you this.
I think it's I'm looking forward to it.
I'll tell you this, Matt, and I mean this. That's why I called you Matt. If you're telling me that 18 minutes means you love the game, you're not a fan. If that 18 minutes...
They don't want fans. They want new
fans. That's not enough.
They want to bring back old fans. Okay, explain this to me. I loved baseball as a kid.
Yeah.
I've fallen out of love with it. But you know what? I'm gonna watch baseball this year. More baseball than I
appreciate
ever have.
That, but so, I don't, okay.
They got me back in the fall.
I don't think I've ever heard you say, Guru, I fell out of love because it was too long.
That was one of the reasons.
Ooh.
One of the reasons, especially in recent years. Right. I'd say the last five.
I'm curious to see if this is going to, you know, I mean, what if it was 5-0, but what if it were, you know, we got a game 9-8? What if it's 3? I hate putting a clock on something that is supposed to be a pleasure.
I love it.
You know, you go to dinner with your spouse. There's no clock right there at the dinner table.
But you can't linger. You cannot linger. Once the meal's over, get out.
You go to the bar.
Get out.
That was a bad analogy.
Just all, you know, and that's the other thing. I mean, you can't, you know, everybody's bringing a computer.
We got
to the
food,
bar.
Steiny. We'll start Tuesday to push ups and the. Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday's
when we went from push-ups and gymnast to,
All right, Matt Stein, Matt's down, the Guru Johnson. We are live at Chase Center in San Francisco. Golden State Warriors are practicing right now. They play the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow at 7 o'clock. They're currently in the sixth spot. And if the playoffs ended today, they would play the Sacramento Kings. How much fun would that be? But like I said, give me the Kings. Give me the Suns. Give me the Grizzlies. Give me the Clippers. All of them, to me, are compelling. All right, on the other side, we're going to have Dante DiVincenzo joining us. He's had a hell of a year for the Golden State Warriors. Can they keep him? He's got a player option at the end of this year. We'll see, but he's had a great year. Dante DiVincenzo on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.